has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the August 20th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we're having a little bit of a pause after a couple of really good days in the market. We had a triple-digit day on Monday, followed up by a pretty good day on Tuesday. I think we were up 75 or something like that. And today we're just settling just a little here. The Dow's down 4 points, 16,915. It wouldn't take much to push that thing back up above 17,000 again. The Dow's at 16,915, just 85 points away from 17,000, which it has seen in the past, not too distant past either. We could very well see it again here soon. The S&P 500 is at 1,980. It's down a point today, just 20 points away from the 2,000 level. The NASDAQ is taking a break today after hitting a 14-year high just a few days ago. And in fact, as you've watched the newsletter throughout the year, you've known that the NASDAQ has been one of the leading indexes in the world this year, and it remains at or near the top. The NASDAQ is at 4,521, and I can tell you those biotechs and internet stocks and semiconductor stocks and software stocks are at it again right now, and that's really pushing the NASDAQ, and those are also some of the leading sectors in the market. Gold is dead, 1,296. It can't get out of its way. 1,300 doesn't seem to move too far off of that. I sold my last little gold position. I had one gold position, and I'm just moving on right now. Oil's at 93.42, and the 10-year yield's at 2.42%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, we'll be reporting. I'll be doing my show live from the San Francisco Money Show, and that'll be an interesting event. I'll try to attend some of the workshops, see what some of the big guys are saying back there. I know Steve Forbes is going to be there, obviously, Forbes magazine, Malcolm Forbes fame, and many other so-called market gurus will be there discussing their current take on the market. And I'll try to bring back a consensus. I know where I stand. You know where I stand. I publish exactly where I stand every single week in my newsletter, and I have been on board this market for the last 65 months. I've never told you once to jump off the train, to sell everything, that the bear is knocking at the door, and the market has gone from 666 to 1,980 along the way, almost a triple. Yesterday we talked a little bit about high-frequency trading. How has it affected you during this period of time when the market has tripled? That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see a quantification of the impact. Because when you make a statement that the market is rigged, that gives me the impression that I shouldn't even try. That I should just go buy CDs at the local bank. Or that I should buy a stamp collection. Or Beatles memorabilia, or whatever else. It's pretty hard to call a market rig that's been the best performing vehicle over the long haul for individual growth in their 401ks and Roths and IRAs and retirement funds. It's beaten every other asset class, including bonds, including cash, including gold, precious metals, including real estate. The stock market is king. And if you want to accept the headline that the market is rigged and stay out of it, well, then I would challenge you to find a better alternative. Having said that, I don't believe that it's wise to be fully invested in the market at all times, however, just like it's not wise to be fully invested in bonds at any given point in time. Depends on the environment that you're in. If you're in a rising interest rate environment, the income that you get from the bonds will be offset by capital depreciation. And if you're in a bear market, you could see a major hit to your portfolio, like the 53% chunk that the bear took out of your hide back in 08 and 09. And I believe that once you put together a nice little portfolio, it has to be tended, just like a garden would be tended. And I'll give you an example of what I mean by that here in a minute. I did notice a headline today. Harry Dent is at it again. Here's a guy who is even more dramatic than Michael Lewis. I remember when Harry Dent not too long ago was saying that the Dow was headed for 28,000 or something like that. Well, he missed by, about 15,000 points. Now he's saying it's headed for 6,000. Which is it, Harry? Do you like to sell books, Harry? I think Harry likes dramatic headlines that sell books. Dow 6,000. Harry Dent says the Dow is headed to 6,000 in the next 2 to 3 years. Is this a wild prediction or a helpful cautionary tale? Now, how many people are going to click on that headline, and Yahoo's going to get a penny or two from everybody that clicks on that headline because all the advertisers that are attached to that headline and that story are going to get a page view from someone who's curious to see how Harry Dent can say that the Dow is going to 6,000. The more dramatic the headline, the more page clicks. That's the world we live in today. Not a lot of honesty, not a lot of trustworthiness out there, in my opinion. But maybe Harry's done the work and he sees the Dow at 6,000. I'm not saying it's not possible. You know, that would be a loss of, that would be a 70% correction in the next 2 to 3 years. I'm not saying it's not possible, but I'm saying to make that prediction today, wow, that's a pretty bold statement. You better have some good evidence to back it up, and you better be able to eat humble pie if you're wrong 2 or 3 years down the road, because Harry was way off with his 28,000 prediction not too long ago. You know, I want to compare two stocks here. I like to buy stocks that are flourishing. Okay, that's just me. Other people like to buy stocks that are not flourishing, stocks that are beaten down on the canvas because they feel like they have nowhere to go but up. The problem is I've seen a lot of those beaten down stocks get beaten down even further. Because to get into the condition that they're in, beaten down, laying on the canvas, out of needing smelling salts to get back up, well, somebody did something way wrong. Management somewhere along the way really screwed up. And they don't always come back. Some of them are extinguished before long. Well, let's take this week. On the one hand, we had a company report earnings earlier in the week that beat estimates. And the stock has been flourishing over the last 10 years. And we had a company that reported today, and this company is not flourishing. And they're kind of about the same size companies. They kind of serve the same niche. You know, the guy looking for value, big volume, big parking lots, lots of folks pushing shopping carts through their aisles. One is Target, headquartered in one of the cities that we broadcast in. Say hello to all our folks in St. Paul, Minneapolis. That's the headquarters of Target. Problem is, Target's not flourishing. My app gives it a grade of B- and it ranks it at 2,284. And once again, they report earnings that disappoint. The stock has languished. Languished over the last 5 years while the market's been going up by 15% per year. Target's only been going up by 8. Let's not forget the big data breach along the way. Who allowed that? Over the last 3 years while the market's been going up by 21% per year, Target's only been going up by 8.6%. And over the last 12 months, Target's down 10.5% while the market's up 20%. That is dismal performance. If you're the CEO of Target driving to work today in St. Paul, Minneapolis, listening to my show, you ought to hang your head a little bit. You haven't done a very good job for your shareholders. Maybe they need to change management at Target. This performance grade is a C-. The momentum grade is a C. And you might say, well, it's got to be severely undervalued here. Not exactly. The PEG ratio was 1.14, and while I could make a value case for Target, I certainly can't make a management case or a performance case. I require value and performance. And Target's performance is horrible. Now you turn down the road a little bit to Atlanta, where we're also heard. Company by Home Depot, name of Home Depot, they blew away earnings, and they've been flourishing over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years. Which stock do you want to own? It's up to you. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, it's a tale of good stocks, bad stocks. Some are good, some are bad. And I think it comes down in the end to management and the people involved, people. The people that, you know, choose the inventory that the folks want. The people who do the advertising and the marketing. The people who do the sales and the people who do the management, just like baseball. You know what I'm saying? You have bad teams like our team here in San Diego with poorly, at least in the past. We'll see how current ownership does, but past management, past ownership has not produced much. Chicago Cubs would be put into that category, and, you know, and then there's good management and good organizations that seem to make the playoffs every year. It's the same way in the stock market. Target has been a bum over the last 10 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 3 years, over the last 1 year. You know, you can't hide from numbers and results. And the app just looks at results and valuation. It doesn't look at your annual report to shareholders that says what you're doing to keep the environment green or what you're doing to cut expenses or what you're doing to expand globally. It looks at results. That's what matters is results. And the results at Target have been dismal. The stock out of 3,855 is ranked at number 2,284. And it's been in the bottom echelons of the market for a long, long time. You know, you could say, well, so has Walmart. Yeah, Target's performed even worse than Walmart. Now, I don't shop. I know my wife, she goes, I see bills from Target from time to time, so there must be some things that she likes getting there. But overall, it's just not doing well as a stock. You may like shopping there, and you may think that they have the best values, but from an investor's point of view, if I want to retire someday and I've got it in my 401k or my IRA or my Roth and I'm counting on capital appreciation, I'm not very happy with management and what they've done over the last decade. And again, when I compare it to another company of about the same size and about the same recognizable name, Home Depot, they've done a terrific job. Over the last 10 years, they've doubled the returns of the market, 12 versus 6. Home Depot's averaged 12, while the market has averaged 6. Over the last 5 years, Home Depot's doubled the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, Home Depot has more than doubled the returns of the market. And Home Depot, out of 3,855 stocks, is ranked number 25. And it's consistently been in the upper echelons of my ranking system, which looks at valuation, performance, and the all-important stock pattern. So, you know, it's up to you. Some people are contrarians. They like to eat at restaurants where there's no line, with a D rating in the window. And other people like to make reservation a couple weeks in advance at restaurants that are so popular that it's tough to get in and tough to get a reservation. It's up to you. You can go with the one that's flourishing for whatever reasons, or you can go with the one that's not on Zagat survey. It's Drunkenheinz. It's not even reviewed by Drunkenheinz, you know. That's what my dad used to say. We'd eat at a bad restaurant. He says, oh, that place, they get bad reviews from Drunkenheinz, man. That was horrible food. Anyways, it's up to you to buy the best stocks now, which is the name of my show, the name of my app, and the name of my newsletter. And I'll be taking the best stocks now on the road today to San Francisco. Be there for the next 3 days, and if any of you want to stop by, you're welcome to do that. I'll be teaching a little workshop, 9 a.m. Saturday, current view of the market. That one's free. And then I'm part of the Masters Symposium of Investors, Professional Investors. That's some kind of pay event that money show people have to sign up for, and that one is full. That one fills up immediately, and I'll be speaking to those folks at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. So anyways, here's another one I want to talk about today that's flourishing. Back in January of this year, I wrote an article for TheStreet.com, and it was about Salix Pharmaceutical. The stock was at 90 at the time. I owned it, made a lot of money in it last year. I sold it during the biotech swoon in February when Congressman Henry Waxman wagged his finger at Gilead Sciences over the price they were charging for their cure for hepatitis C. I guess you'd have to ask the guy with hepatitis C how much a cure is worth. 40 grand, that's what their drug costs. A new liver is 400 grand. Now, I don't know what the third alternative is, suffer with the hepatitis C or go through the other treatments, which I've heard are hell, because I've read Greg Allman's experiences, who he's a guy who has hepatitis C, and the experience of the other drug regimens that he went through. He was in bed for 9 months in the hospital. Horrible, horrible experience. Of course, you know, you got to kind of take care of yourself, let's face it. But Henry Waxman wagged his finger, and that brought down all the biotechs. And when they settled, I bought back some of the best ones. And I considered Salix one of the best ones. I first bought it in my conservative portfolio because Salix is actually a large cap stock. So I am able to justify it in a conservative portfolio because it is a large cap. That was on June the 20th. I bought it at $121.89. Yesterday it was one of the biggest winners in the market as the game of Monopoly continues between Allergan, Valiant Pharmaceuticals, which Bill Ackman is a big investor in, and Salix. Allergan does not want to be bought by Variant and Bill Ackman, so it looks like Variant is going to buy Salix in order to fend off a takeover from Allergan. No, the other way around. Allergan's going to, looks like they want to buy Salix so that they can keep the wolves at bay that want to buy them. Salix was up $25 per share yesterday, and it's now up 32% since I added it to my conservative growth portfolio. Of course, you got to look at all the stocks in the portfolio. I'm not just cherry-picking one that's done well. You can look at them all. I send out my newsletter every single week that lists all the winners and all the losers right there in the portfolio, but Salix is one that I own. And then it started to really look good. And I told my trader, I said, you know what, let's buy it in our aggressive portfolios also. That was on July 31st when it was 135.80, and now it's 160.80. It's up 18% since then. And it's a stock that we still own at Gunderson Capital Management. It's the grade out of 3,855 stocks. Salix was number one a month ago. Number one. That's why I bought it. And look at the action in it yesterday. Today it's ranked number 80, and I still own it. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now radio show. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're here every day, Monday through Friday. Once in a great while, I'll take a day off. I did take last Friday off. I didn't take it off. I came in, did my little TV stint, and then I did go out and tried to do a little tuna fishing about 30 miles offshore of San Diego. But I'll tell you what, you got to... when you're like me, I can't sometimes pick the days I want to go. I had heard that there was wind warnings for the weekend, but I thought I could sneak in a trip on Friday. And we got about halfway there, and the ocean started to white cap a little. And I thought, uh-oh, this isn't good. But I pressed forward, and by the time we got to the underwater mountain, a bank, as it's called, the wind was starting to really rip. And we tried a little bit of fishing, but it was just too bumpy. And it was a rough ride home. I was at the helm. I got soaked coming home with the spray coming over the bow. And and sometimes a day off is not exactly a day off. I was exhausted by the time I got home. And but things are settling down a little bit here off of San Diego. We're supposed to have another windy weekend, and hopefully the wind will die down. I like calm seas myself, just like in the ocean. I like calm seas, although there's times when you got to really navigate through some rough waters out there in the stock market. Look at since 2009, March. We've had a lot of things to worry about. Do I have any fingernails left? No, I keep my fingernails pretty short just by worrying. There's always something. Once in a while, we seem to be in a lull right now, although we did have an American journalist beheaded here this week in Iraq, or Israel and Gaza. The ceasefire is over there, and missiles are flying again. The one that seems to be on the back burner right now is Ukraine and Russia. We've got Putin meeting with Petroshenko this in the next few days, trying to work out Russian-Ukraine problems. Well, there's always something to worry about. There's always some rough seas to navigate through, but I've kept you in this market. I never told you to jump ship. Time to bail out. Never had a, we've had a few drills, you know, like they have on the cruise ships where y'all got a muster. I don't know what that means. Where's the ketchup is what I wanted to know. They asked me to muster here over to the lifeboats, and we all line up, and we look silly in our big life jackets. And I don't know if the ship was tipping over, it would do much good, because everything seems to go all the heck when that happens. Look at that boat off Italy. I don't know how orderly people are when the ship's going down, going sideways and all this. But I've kept you in the market for 65 months now, and I'm not a buy-and-hold kind of person. I am a guy who doesn't like to be in stocks during bear markets. And I've written many articles recently about the warning signs that we've got to watch for. And I'm seeing one of those big warning signs right now. I don't like the health of the U.S. consumer. And I wrote an article for that for thestreet.com this week. They turned it down, which is really out of character for them. I guess they don't agree with my analysis that the U.S. consumer is not so good. And I also wrote about how Japan really killed their economy with the tax hike, a major sales tax hike. And I don't think thestreet.com likes that kind of language. So they denied my article. So we're in a tiff right now, thestreet.com and myself. We'll see where that ends up. I don't need them. They need me. Just kidding. I did write the Salix article for them. I reminded them, you know, what people want on thestreet.com? They want ideas that can make them money. And they want the truth. They don't want people that are pimping something. Like Harry Dent pimping his new book saying that the Dow's going to 6,000. Or Michael Lewis saying that the market's rigged and things like this. A lot of people in the market have an agenda. And they write their articles to push forward their agenda or to sell whatever they're selling. And I don't really like that. And there's a lot of sites that I don't even visit. And I can tell you some of them are horrible with all the pop-ups and everything while I'm trying to read the darn article and get to the meat of the matter. But anyways, we're going to continue to focus on what I consider to be the best stocks now. And like I say, I am a little worried about the consumer, but I'm still fully invested in the market. And we're still bagging some big winners like Salix Pharmaceutical here this week, which was one of the biggest movers in the market yesterday. Another stock that I like right now, and I just want to talk common sense here for a minute, You know, countries, what do you think of when you think of countries like Nigeria? I think of Boko Haram or Venezuela. You know, I think of communism and horrible human rights records. When you think of Libya, I think of, radicals in Libya going at it right now. Iraq, I think of ISIL and beheadings or Iran. Well, these are oil producers. And we get oil from a lot of these countries. And I don't think we should be doing that. I think we have enough oil here in America to be self-sufficient. I think it's good to be self-sufficient. I think as a family, it's a good idea to be self-sufficient if push came to shove. It can't hurt to be self-sufficient. And one of the things that really gnaws at me is that we don't have the infrastructure, nor do we seem to be moving to put in the infrastructure to be self-sufficient in energy here in America. We're not ready to flip the switch and go to solar. We're slowly weaning ourselves away, but it's a long, long process because solar and wind can't even come close to meeting our energy demands. I tell you many times, I live down here at the harbor, and I see freighters coming in and out carrying bananas and pineapples. And I see freighters coming in carrying cars from Japan, and I see naval ships and helicopters. Yesterday, I was taking a little ride on the harbor, and there was a F-14 jet taking off on the runway. Man, those things are loud. Woo! And they got to burn some fuel as they lift off into the wild blue yonder. I just think we should be energy independent here in America, and we have the wherewithal to do it, but we lack the infrastructure. And to still be hauling oil by railroad cars just seems silly to me. But you know what? If that's the way it's going to be, then I'm going to invest in railroad cars because that's the way it is right now. And not only that, they're going to make it tougher. They're going to really tighten down the screws on hauling oil by railroad car. Okay, on the one hand, they don't have any other choice. And on the other hand, they're going to make it as tough as they can on these oil companies to haul oil by rail cars. And yet, because of the lack of infrastructure, they're forced to do it. Well, one of the companies that stands to benefit from all this is Greenbrier, a company that I own up in Lake Oswego, Oregon. Greenbrier supplies transportation equipment and services to the railroad and related industries. And it's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management because a lot of the railroad cars that you see now, I also live right next to some railroad tracks here in San Diego. Between my office and between my home is railroad tracks. And every night about 9 o'clock, here comes the train from the South Bay headed north. It's either carrying cars or it's carrying energy or something on those railroad tracks. And I see the tanker cars. And many of those tanker cars, they're going to be forced to replace them with stronger, more secure tanker cars that won't spill oil should the train derail. Seems to me like we'd be better off putting in the proper structure in America rather than continuing to do this by railroad. But, that's the way it is. That's the hand we're dealt. And Greenbrier stands to benefit from all of this madness. Let's just take a look at how Greenbrier has done from a performance point of view, from a value point of view. Greenbrier has been one of those top performing stocks in the entire market. It gets an A- performance grade. In fact, over the last 3 years, it's delivered 75% per year while the market's delivered 21. Why? Because of the shale oil boom in America. Over the last 12 months, Greenbrier has more than tripled while the market's up 20%. And I believe it's only going to get better for Greenbrier as we have to replace all of these old tanker cars for new environmentally EPA required cars. Greenbrier ranked number 128 out of 3855. It's an aggressive growth stock, and I own it here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it's going to be a fun time in the Bay Area this weekend at the San Francisco Money Show at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square. But, you know, if you go to their website, which is moneyshow.com, a lot of the seminars and whatnot, you're able to watch online. You can log in live. I don't know about mine. I haven't asked them that. I'll find out once I'm there, and I'll keep you updated on that. But a lot of them will be webcast live and available on demand after the show. And, you know, I'm just looking. Here's the Investment Masters Symposium. This is a VIP Investment Masters. Features an exclusive conference room away from the crowds where over one dozen of the top speakers come to you with their best recommendations. I know I'm one of the 12 speakers there. Then they have multi-hour paid events, Jim Jubak, Doug Fabian, Elliot Gu, Roger Conrad, John McCammett. I know McCammett is a real expert on the biotech stocks. I'm interested in doing some talking with him while I'm up there. They have the Money Show University, Steve Forbes speaking on the economy. I'd be real interested to hear his take on the economy right now and see if it jibes with my take. My take is we're in a very fragile economy right now, and one where the consumer is not so healthy, and one that we need to watch very closely going forward. I'll be interested in talking with George Gilder, who is an expert on technology. He's been around for a long time. Back in the tech boom, he was really one of the ones that was all over the internet stocks, companies that were changing the world at that time. David Blitzer on the markets, that's Wolf Blitzer's brother. He looks a lot like him, always wears a bow tie, got the bald head. Rich Karlgaard on technology, another young guy that really knows his technology stocks. Steven Sears on the markets. Book signings. I'm taking 19 cases of books with me to the Money Show. You can test drive latest software, products, services, a lot of gadgets. And, of course, you can watch live, log on live at a lot of these webcasts. So if you're at home this weekend, if you're at home Thursday, Friday, and a lot of this will be archived, so you can watch it at your convenience, go to their website, which is themoneyshow.com, and this is the one in San Francisco. They do about four of these every year. I was at the Las Vegas one a few months ago, maybe 3 months ago. It was excellent. And I believe they go to Toronto next, which I'm probably headed to Toronto in a few months to take on Peter Schiff in a debate. And then I believe it's on to Orlando, Florida. They do four a year is my understanding. But there's more information on their website. Media partners, big ones. It's Salem Broadcasting, which I'm heard on many of their channels. The Stock Traders Almanac, which is a big deal. Wiley, which is one of the biggest financial publishers out there. The Motley Fool will be there. So that ought to be a heck of a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I love the Bay Area. And looking forward. Barron's will be there. Just looking at various people. Forbes, obviously. Forbes magazines. So I'll try to glean as much. I'm there to get info, just like you are. I want to be packed with as much info and as much knowledge as I can possibly glean and gain so I can make, you know, the best decisions that I can possibly make. We've been doing really good here recently with our portfolios. We stumbled in February when the market really sold off. We had a fantastic year last year, but we're really starting to get going here right now. A lot of our stocks are really beginning to work and take off. I mentioned Salix Pharmaceuticals, which had a big day yesterday. This Greenbrier that I just mentioned is breaking out to new highs. We have a lot of stocks right now that are breaking out to new highs. We're starting to make some really good headway here. We still got 4 months left, a little over 4 months left in the year. And we're going to do everything we can possibly do to make as much money for the clients as we can possibly make. But at the same time, don't forget, I got to protect. I got to keep my eyes on that rearview mirror. This bull market has been going for 65 months now. The average bull is about 3 to 4 years. So you could say we're on borrowed time, but at the same time, we've had an awful lot of stimulus that makes this bull a little bit different this time. And at the same time, that stimulus is disappearing from the market, so we have to be vigilant. I am still a guy that really likes the emerging and foreign markets right now better than the U.S. markets. I think that we've ran ahead of the pack for the last 5 years while the others underperform by a wide margin. And I think there's some catching up to do in these Asian and India, China, etc. I think they have more upside potential. That's going to be one of my themes when I get my time to speak there at the Money Show. We're taking newsletters with us. We're going to be giving out free 4-week trials, which I offer here to my radio listeners. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. You know, when I print out the newsletter, it's big type and all, and a lot of pictures, but it comes out at 35 pages. I put 35 pages out there every single week, a lot of charts. And if there's a better newsletter in America, please send me a copy. I want to know. I've subscribed to almost every newsletter over the last 25 years. And if there's a better one than the Best Stocks Now newsletter, I'd like to see it. I've never had much luck with newsletters, to be honest with you. So we'll be handing out newsletters, and of course we make those available to our radio listeners by visiting our website at pwstreet.com. I'll be showing off the app, Best Stocks Now app. I've got little flyers on all of the capabilities of the app as it relates to ranking sectors, ranking asset classes, ranking stocks, keeping you in or out of the market. It's kept you in the market for the last 65 months. It will not keep you in the market forever, however. And that is one of the top grossing apps in the world. It's available on the iTunes Store, on the Android platform. I believe that the premium app is, I know it's available on Android, and I think the iPhone, I haven't checked my email yet today. I send out live push notifications of every trade. And if you just say, hey, I'd rather have Gunderson manage my money, we're 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.